All right, here we go. I got you. You heard me. Killing Omar, who's checking out all this high school stuff on me. Speaking of high school football, it's time to go to our high school football insider, Larry Bluestein. Blue, it's back in first three games last night, and I was just curious. The 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase is off and running. What'd you think last night? Surprised Piper after scoring quickly. Got kicked around pretty good with turnovers.
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but you got some really good teams. And obviously, probably the biggest surprise on day one was Cardinal Gibbons losing to Archbishop McCarthy.
Wow. How about that?
42-35. That was probably a thrilling game. Yeah, you know, you take a look at some of these programs, and certainly Piper going against Peachtree Ridge, a team that was here last year. You know, not a great Georgia team, but a good Georgia team. And, you know, Piper coming off a 10-2 season, just, you know, overmatched. And then the late game, Jacksonville Bulls is one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, and just took it to Monarch. And, you know, I mean, they have four Power Five kids. They got two kids going to Ohio State. They have an offensive lineman coming to Miami. Really, really good program. And, you know, everything probably went true to form, other than the Cardinal Gibbons game. But you know what? Let's give credit to Archbishop McCarthy. They're a program on the rise. And, you know, they got a tough tough district alone with Heritage and Norland and Plantation. So, yeah, that was day one. And then probably the one big game that everybody was looking at yesterday was Columbus and Southridge. And they were lightninged out, which
going to play tonight. I see they're going to play tonight, try to play tonight or tomorrow.
No, they're playing tomorrow morning, which sets up a triple header for Larry Bluestein tomorrow. And yeah, that's early morning, 10 o'clock, all the way to about 12 at midnight. You know, going up to St. Thomas and catching those two nationally rated teams. But yeah, it's you know, today you have a couple of other games. West Broward's going to be playing a really good Corner Canyon team, a program that, you know, produced Zach Wilson and Jackson Dart, and they're loaded, and they started their season last week, so we'll see that game. And then probably one of the even matches, you know, of the weekend. The host team, Dillard, getting an opportunity to play Orlando Dr. Phillips, who was 12-2 last year. And, yeah, they're, you know, fairly good crowds for day one. I think tonight's going to be pretty packed, and, you know, for the Dillard game. And, yeah, it's you can't say enough, Joe. You have four of the best eight teams in the country here. You know, I mean, you know, what else can you do? I mean, and then tomorrow, tonight too, you have American Heritage playing against
St. Joseph's. Yeah.
Of Pennsylvania, which is, listen, Marvin Harrison came out of there. They've had some really, really good programs as well. And certainly we'll see what Dia Bell's all about tonight as he starts in his senior year. And that's a good football team they're playing. And then tomorrow's it. You know, I mean, your 3:30 kickoff, St. Thomas Aquinas against Mater Dei, probably could beat most junior college teams. Loaded. We had Raul Laura on our show the other night, the head coach from Mater Dei. And, you know, you're looking at all the stats as you're talking to them, 119-8 over the last decade.
Yeah.
I mean, the only teams that they lose to are St. John Bosco.
Yeah.
And and then obviously the nightcap, you're going to get Chaminade Madonna, who's you know, been the state 8 years in a row, trying to go for the ninth, going against a really big, really good St. Francis team of Maryland, a program that but like I said, people last night said, "Well, there's some miss." Yeah, but you wouldn't get these nationally televised games if you had, you know, no shot, but Coral Springs Charter. You know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you're going to bring in the best like Mater Dei, and you're going to bring in the best like, you know, Corner Canyons and those schools, and that's why they get the national coverage. And I can't say enough about what they've done to put these games together. And every team that comes in, you know, talks positive, Joe, about the experience, about coming down, because you're talking California and Utah to Florida. They're putting these kids up on the beach. You're getting an opportunity for the first time to see that. And it wasn't as humid yesterday as we would have liked it to be. So,
well, yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, Northwestern, how much you read into what they did last week and just how good that team Teddy Bridgewater built up is?
Told you last week, they're 14 points better than everybody not named IMG.
Wait, you got to back off. Everybody?
Yeah. Everybody.
Chaminade Madonna?
Chaminade?
Everybody.
St. Thomas?
Everybody.
I thought you said that in a text. You're saying right now that Northwestern team is better than all those private schools that we're talking about in Broward County who are ranked in the top 10.
Yeah, Joe, they took apart Lakeland last week. I mean, and that's a team that reached the finals, and they're just at a different level right now. I mean, they're just they're two of everything. And I'm telling you, across the front, and you say to yourself when they're and they weren't really, really great offensively last week, but you're thinking, who's scoring on them? They're too fast. They move quick. You'll get a long gain on them. They got a really good Orangewood team coming in from California, an Orange Lutheran team that Coach Lara said is good, is really good. And then next week they got Venice, and then there are two games with Central, and that's it. You know, that's what's standing in the way of them going right back and doing what they – but I'd put them against anybody.
Omar and I were talking here. Is the Central-Northwestern games going to be close, or is that talent got a little lopsided with Northwestern having a lot more than Chaminade, honestly?
Yeah, you know as well as I do, when you get those two teams together, it doesn't matter with the records, and it really doesn't, because both of them are talented. And Central, unfortunately, Central got rained out last week in their kickoff classic and got the game this week against Reigns canceled. So they don't play a game until next week against the Edison, and that's their first game of the season. I got to say, they've done a great job. I mean, and they've got talent, guys. I mean, you know, let's face it, they're Central. It's a little bit of a drop off after you lose so many good kids to, you know, Power Four schools. But they're right there. They're right there. I mean, and they're going to knock heads. They won't back off. But that's going to be – those will be classic rivalry games. And, we'll see. The second one, obviously, the one that counts. Last year, remember, Central beat Northwestern in a regular season and then, you know, had to forfeit all those games. But they, other than that, they don't play a really, really tough schedule. They play a good schedule, but not a tough schedule.
Yeah.
Not like American Heritage, who, you know, obviously jumps from here to, you know, St. Thomas and Chaminade and has to play, you know, some of the tough teams. But Northwestern's just got, they've got the goods, you know. I mean, they're strong up front, real two good quarterbacks, a freshman kid from, you know, last year, Neiman Lawrence, and then the kid at Strotter threw for 48 touchdowns last year. Then they got the wide receivers that are just, you know, who you going to cover, you know. And then they've got two running backs.
You've teased, you got Omar and I now. We're talking about making a friggin' date one night to go out and watch them play here when we get a chance for a good game.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what you're doing next Friday, but that looms as a really big one at Traz against Venice, a Venice team that
– nobody likes coach at Venice. Nobody likes that guy. That guy is very disliked. You set me up for that. Nobody likes that guy down there. He has not made friends in Dayton Broward, and you know what? He really doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. And now that we're on FM, we go probably over there.
Right. Oh, now they're talking. You know what about me? Smack. Oh, okay. All right. They get ready to go.
Even bulletin board. I could just see that now. That when they come in, they go, all right, Joe Rose gave us bulletin board.
Yeah.
Material,
yeah. That's
all
right.
On the show. But
been a long time since I've given bulletin board. Maybe never. Anyway. Hey, Blue. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and hey, we'll talk soon. I want to hear about the games, including those games on Saturday are going to be a lot of fun to see how this thing goes and see if Broward can get some wins, so thank you.
No doubt. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get. Omar Kelly's with us. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff coming up here to get to here. We got to figure out this 53, and do we have 53 guys that we want to keep? And how are we right now at cornerback and offensive line? We're going to talk to Omar Kelly about all that straight ahead, but first, Cliggy's Carts, man. I just want to say this weekend, you're starting to shop around. The kid's been all over. The wife, come on, we got to get that nice golf cart, man. We so much fun on the weekend. We don't have to go anywhere. It's just really comfortable, cool, loaded golf cart. And they go, oh, that's a Cliggy's cart. That's what we're talking about. Featuring Royal EV golf carts, unbelievable, 48 and 62 volt lithium battery options. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety. They've got it all.